Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June the 9th. And then as this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a nickel, July wheat down about 7 cents, and July beans down a penny and a quarter. The dollar is up this morning, up 40 ticks. Crude oil is down 87 a barrel. Bonds are making new highs, darn near contract highs here, up a full basis point. The exports this morning were strong on corn and beans, not bad on wheat. Corn 1.448 combined, beans 1.045 combined, wheat 492 combined. So good numbers there. We rallied after the numbers were released and then sold off. CONAB came out with a friendly bean number, about a million metric tons under what everybody was guessing out here. So that was a little bit friendly. We rallied on that as well. We rallied as much as 18 cents off of last night's lows to the highs right around 735, and then broke the better part of a dime, 11 cents, in the last 10 minutes or so. So I don't know if good exports are going to bring lousy closes here today, but it certainly seems like we've taken some of the steam out of this thing here. You got the funds incredibly long beans, long the corn. They're still short wheat, so they might want to use this break to buy some more coverage out here. But with the dollar up and the crude oil down, I think we're going to have a little trouble rallying this thing again like we did yesterday. But as we head into the reports tomorrow, I think they're going to have to be incredibly friendly to sustain these kind of prices. Bean prices have rallied $3.20 a bushel in 3 months here. Yes, carryouts have moved lower. That certainly moved the beans higher. But right now they're budgeting in something like a 285 carryout, which I think is probably a little low. And it hasn't taken into account another couple of million acres of beans out here. So I just don't know how much more we can push until we get that acreage number. But obviously, if we get the reports friendly tomorrow, we'll push it higher one more time. But I think you've got to be looking at these levels as very productive levels to get something sold, both old crop, new crop, whatever you've got out there. Buy some puts to protect the downside. I wouldn't be more than, 50% sold on your expected bushels at this point. But the weather looks okay. We're going to have one hot day on Saturday and then scattered rains and 79 to 82 the rest of the week for next week. So we don't see any problems there. The longer term forecasts are still saying hot and dry, but it's a long way away. So I just think that this thing has really come awful far, awful fast, and maybe a little correction here may not be totally unwarranted. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.